Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and V Pizza. And now, sitting to my left, the coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
It's getting close.
It is. It is getting very close.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it on the ride over here about how, you know, I know you and I sit down every Sunday night and talk about the game, you know, from 2 or 3 days prior, as the case may be on this one. But the Wednesday night show, I think, we got a little bit more distance between where we were for the previous game and where we're going to be for the further one. So I think we get a little bit more insight on this Wednesday night game. So taking a look at everything, the big victory going up to Belleville and defeating Pinewood in decisive fashion. What did you notice from the tapes on the next couple of days after you had a chance to watch it?
I thought we, you know, like I said, Sunday night too, I thought we played hard. We played with a lot of heart. We flew around. We got after it. You know, I thought our secondary on the tail end played really well. You know, and our D-line held up. You know, we had a couple guys go down with the flu. Some were sick, and they were getting sick as we were playing. And I thought those guys just battled through it. Our linebackers did a really good job of playing flow and containing number 13 as best we could, because we were locked up man-to-man underneath, you know, and sometimes our defensive backs were just running and covering the guy. They weren't even looking for the quarterback, so I thought our guys did a really good job. We had a few miscommunications from the sideline to there, but I felt like overall we played a really, really good game at Belleville for us to go over there. And then offensively, I thought our O-line took over the game. You know, Jordan had a great night, so did Rico. And I thought everybody just played really, really good on offense. We got a few things we got to clean up, and we got to get a little bit better. But I thought, you know, it was one of those things our kids play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they come out and they took over the game. And going into that fourth quarter, you know, we were up 42-20. So, you know, we had created a little space at one point. I didn't know if he was ever going to create any space because we were scoring touchdowns one right after the other. My blood pressure is going way up. But we finally created some space and kind of took it over the game a little bit. And that was good.
It was very interesting that the start of the first, the start of the second half, you know, harkening back to those back-to-back-to-back kickoff return for touchdowns we had against what was just Clinch County?
Charlton.
Charlton County, yeah. Which I still have not been able to find any documentation of that ever happening again at any other level of football.
Yeah, and you run three kickoffs back-to-back-to-back for touchdowns. I don't know if that's ever happened anywhere. I mean, and then Friday night, it was the first play on offense.
Three straight offensive plays.
Yes, first play, touchdowns. Yeah. And so I was like, good Lord. I looked over at Coach Ergen and was like, all right, you may have scored 50. And then they scored again. So, okay, maybe 60. I'm not sure, you know. But I thought the kids settled into it. And then we just kind of played our game, started taking over. I didn't, you know, when you go back and watch the film, I didn't know that we made them punt on their first four possessions, you know. And we were kind of controlling the game. We were up 14-0. And a couple holding penalties is what kept us from punching in, I think, make it 21-0. At one point, we were driving the ball on them, and we got a holding penalty called on us somewhere in the middle, and it looked like it was past the line of scrimmage, but where they decided to mark it off was like 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I'm not actually sure how that worked out. But, you know, I think what stalled the drives was a couple penalties. If not, I thought we played pretty well in that first half.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The stadium announcer at Pinewood said to us before the game, he's like, this is going to be a high-scoring affair. Whoever wins is going to score 40-plus points. And that turned out to be true. Knights coming up with a third straight game of 40-plus points. Third straight at 42 exactly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Third straight game, 300 yards rushing from Jordan Triplett, and just a massive 5-touchdown effort from him. But I think, you know, I said this to you on Sunday night, and I think I'm still holding to this. I think that, you know, Jordan is a known quantity. We know that that is going to be the crux of the offense. We know that the defense is going to try and focus in on him, and obviously they're not doing a very good job of it, as if these last 3 weeks are any indication. But I really think that Rico Holmes is becoming, and I'm going to say the same thing as I did before, Rico is becoming the Isaiah Jackson to Jordan's Jay Sean Sheffield.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he takes a little pressure off. Him and Sutton have done a good job all year. You know, they loaded the box, and we hit Hayes right down the middle of the field right before the half. So that loosens the defense up, you know, and you do a few things here and there. Him and Rico have done a good job, and when you can relieve a little pressure and they have to guard you on the back end, you know. And one of the things I hate defensively scheming going into it is when you play teams that have a quarterback that can run the ball and they can attack you with all 11 guys. Because on defense, you want to be a half a man good to either side. And so when I draw up everything that I draw up, sometimes kids are like, "Coach, you're killing thousands of trees right here." But I'm always trying to keep us a half a man to the both sides. And when you have a quarterback that can run the ball, it becomes very, very complicated on a defense to strategize, because they want to keep that half guy to both sides. And what it does with our Wildcat stuff is it creates that problem. And Sutton's also ran the ball well, too. So I feel like that offensively we're growing into it, and we've done a really good job. And, you know, the kids have stayed the course. The coaches have done a really good job of getting us and staying on course and expanding what we've been doing offensively. I think we drew up 100 formations last night for an hour and a half, and I think Coach Egan just said 14 from the back. So, you know, with things that we can do and look at to put pressure on everybody, and it's one of those things that when you look at it, the kids just come right out today and kind of adapted to it and ran through the offense, doing it pretty well, going over the formations and understanding it, and I felt like they did a really good job in our offensive scheme, and I think that we continue to get better and better every week. Our O-line's maturing, which is big, because they were very young.
You sent them through the meal line twice like I told you to do?
I wish I'd eat all the time. We just need to keep food somewhere available for all the kids.
And once again, I'll ask, are we sure that steroids are still illegal?
No, they are. Unless you've got strep throat or flu. And if you need some of them steroid packs, we need to get some in them right now to get them over this flu.
I was going to say, from what we'll be talking about that once we get back from the break, because that's when we usually talk about the health of the team.
Yep.
And we'll get to it in just a little bit. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team and see where we stand going into Friday night's matchup against St. Andrews.
Injury-free, pretty much. We're just trying to get over the ailments of the flu and this crud that's going around, the congestion that's been going around with the weather change and everything else. So had quite a few guys down with the flu here early on in the week. Hopefully they're back full speed at the end of this week. Thing is trying to get everybody to understand what we're doing on offense and defense. It's hard to get in. You know, we lost the gate of the day really on Monday to it. Yesterday we still was missing some guys. Today we were almost full capacity, but we were about three-quarter speed because of everybody still dragging a little bit. And then hopefully tomorrow we're full capacity and pretty close to full speed. And then Friday we're ready to ride. So, you know, that's how we got to go about it. You got to go and get ready with what you got day to day and get the kids ready with what we can do. And, you know, our kids do a pretty good job. I thought we were really focused Monday and Tuesday. Today, you know, we still got guys in and mixing up what we're doing defensively and offensively. A lot of things going in. I thought overall early in practice pretty good. Then we had a little lull for a little while, and then we picked it back up. So, you know, pretty good week so far.
One more thing about the Pinewood game before we move on to talking about this week's opponent. There's some big shoes to fill when you've got somebody like Mick Wasson who graduates.
Yes.
And their new quarterback filled up with that aptly. I thought that I'm looking at him thinking he's a sophomore. We've got to play him twice more.
Yeah.
Ugh. But the defense, and especially the defensive backs for the Knights, did just a really good job of controlling the damage all night long.
I thought that, I think his name is it Banks Booth, guys?
Yeah.
Banks Booth was quarterback, number 13. He could throw the ball. He could drop it in a bucket now. He could put it on the money. And he was – but I thought our DBs were right in the hip pocket all night long. I thought our DBs played an outstanding football game. There's a couple of catches that they made were just really good. Number 12 made a catch, fully extended, caught the ball, laid out, and Blake was right there in his hip pocket. Like, Blake, I don't know how the ball in Blake's hand – I don't know how he missed it, really. And then he turned around and said, "Coach, I swear he didn't catch it." But I think the guy made a really good play. I couldn't tell all the way, but Blake had him all covered. I thought that, I thought our DBs just played really, really good Friday night, did a good job. And you know, we played a lot of man-to-man, and they answered the call and did a good job of adjusting when they tried to do some things. We had two breakdowns in communication. One of them was the long run right there out of the second half, where we overshifted, but other than that, I thought our guys did a really good job.
Break that down a little more about overshifting.
They had a stack formation with a what we call a near formation with a running back right behind it, and I call it a plus or minus set. But I think they were in a far near or a far minus set when they were running. And they put the guy in motion, and when he went in motion, I think one of our linebackers bumped too far. Hayes did, and we already had a linebacker in the spot, and I saw you could see Hamp like start to panic when the guy was going. He's trying to get Hayes to come back. By that time, we overcompensated, so they had an angle on us, and then we missed our fit on the back end. Blake was right there, but he was with the guy on the motion, and we didn't get the right fit, and the guy broke it back up underneath there, and he was gone for 80 yards. But, you know, those are teaching tools. So you go back in, and you're like, hey, this is what I was talking about with the fit. If we don't get it, and I think Blake understood now. He sees – you know, we talked about that probably a little bit with Tattnall Square at times. With some of it, we missed some fits in that game with the safeties. And this is the first time Blake had actually been playing the safety spot, or the second time in the safety spot where we had some motion. And it was a teaching tool. So it's one of those things, we live through it and we learn from it, and we're going to get better from it.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now let's shift our focus to the future, the head of what's ahead of us. Taking on the St. Andrews Lions this Friday night under the Oaks, Frederica Academy, 7:30 kickoff. And we were talking before the show started about the fact that we were looking at the St. Andrews and Bullet game and noticing, you know, that St. Andrews won, and B, trying to compare notes as to whether or not St. Andrews is that much improved this year or Bullet has taken that big of a step backwards this year.
I think St. Andrews is much improved. I think Bullock's trying to learn a new system. And once they get their system down, they'll be much better. But right now, I think St. Andrews is much improved. I think Bullocks, they're still learning, and they'll get there over time. Coach Phillips does a good job up there, but I think Coach Persan at St. Andrews has done a really good job of utilizing the players that he has. He maximizes his production with his skill kids, and he's done a really good job with it. He tries to get you in some situations defensively where he can get you outmanned, and so you spend hours and hours, and I've went through probably two expo pens making sure that we're in the right spot, and we we not got too many people in one spot. So, you know, they've got some really good players up there, some really good skill kids. Quarterback is really good. He's fast. He extends plays with his feet. We talked about that all week with our guys, staying flat down the line, everybody rallying down the line. And we've got to take away number three. He's a really good running back, great receiver, just an outstanding athlete. And number 11, number 28, and 6. You know, I think if we can contain 11, 12, and 3, we got a pretty good chance of getting out there with a win. But we're going to have our work cut out for us. We've got to go to work. And like I told the kids all week, just come in there with a chip on your shoulder and let's go punch them in the face. I said that's what we've been trying to do the last two times in the region games, to just be very physical. Go in there with the mentality that we're going out physically, we're going to beat you up. And the kids have done that here in the last couple of games. We've just been really physical in the end, and you can see it that our guys – up front, offensively and defensively, we played really well.
Now, you were mentioning when we talked before, again, about this past Friday night's game, Bullock and St. Andrews. It really did seem like a perfect storm. There were so many mistakes and so many woulda, shoulda, couldas that really swung the game.
Yeah, you know, they created opportunities. I mean, they created two fumbles from Bullock. They picked off a pass. Bullock had a punt return called back. They also jumped off sides one time inside the five about to score, and then St. Andrews stopped them on fourth down and 6. So, you know, you watch it. Bullock had their opportunities, but here's the thing. Good football teams figure out a way to make it happen, and that's what St. Andrews did. So, again, they're coming in here feeling pretty good. They've won 5 out of their last 6 games. They lost at Pinewood 2 weeks ago, 30-26, and that was a good game. They had their opportunities to beat Pinewood in that game. And Pinewood held on and beat them. But, you know, we've got to come in and play our type of football and make them to adapt to what we do. And that's kind of got to be the mentality. We don't have to worry. We've played a lot of skilled teams, so we know what it looks like. We played a lot of tough competition going into it.
There's going to be some tough competition going on this Friday night, St. Andrews under the Oaks against the Frederica Academy Knights. Talk about that more after we come back from this. We will be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Toke. On location live at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. All right, so just finally getting some grub here on this beautiful Wednesday night. Just want to take a quick moment just to say, if y'all have not joined us this season for V Pizza, the Coach Brandon Derrick Show here on Wednesday nights, you really need to come down. The food here is amazing. The atmosphere is rocking. Frederica faithful know how to represent on Wednesday nights, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I know that V Pizza appreciates it as well. So if you're listening to this and you haven't been to V, what are you waiting on? It's right over here by Harris Teeter, easy to get to, lots of good stuff. So enjoy that and come out and join us. So Friday night, St. Andrews Lions. Now, you know, of course, I was not a fan of St. Andrews last year, but that previous administration has been shown the door. So, tell us a little bit about the difference between the previous coach and the current coach.
I think they're just a little more organized. They have a system, and again, he's done a good job of getting athletes out on the field, out of the hallways, and he's done a good job, and they've gotten better every game this year. As you watch them, they've just gotten better and better. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, we like challenges. We've had some really stiff ones all year. We played a lot of talented teams to prepare us for this moment. Like I've said, when we started this thing, it may not look pretty early on, but we're going to look for the results at the end. And so we've set ourselves up for this opportunity. The kids have stayed the course. I've said that before. You know, they've trusted the process. There's been some people wonder what in the world I was doing. And there was days I went into the locker room and was like, what in the world am I doing? But, you know, they've done an outstanding job. The kids have, and they've kept the locker room together. The seniors have done a good job, and the juniors have done a good job of keeping them there. We've faced a ton of adversity. We've battled through a lot of adversity, and, you know, that's what makes you tough at the end. You know, I talked about it the other day. Somebody asked me about it, and I'll say it again. Coach, why do you play that schedule? You teach the kids one or two things, either fight or die, you know, and they learn to fight, you know, and they've done an outstanding job, and they continue to do that. And, you know, the coaches have done a great job of maximizing everything that we can get out of them, and they go out and play hard. Now they understand. They're 48 minutes away from being the region champs when at one point no one thought we even had a shot. So, you know, it should be a fun-filled Friday night for us.
Yeah, some of the people that are in my circle that aren't necessarily Frederica fans but know it through the program through me, they're like, we are about done on the season, aren't you? You know, they're like, no, actually they're undefeated in the region. We're, you know, playing for the region championship Friday. Oh, really? Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's so big, is to be able to have learned so much from that buzzsaw of a schedule you put together that you're going to be playing again next year.
Yeah.
To be able to come into the region, the final region game, undefeated, and playing for that region championship. Now, let's just do a little crazy talk here. If St. Andrews does manage to you know, catch a tiger by the tail twice in a row and walk out of the Bloody Marsh with a win over us Friday night, where does that stack up as far as the region then?
I hadn't even looked at it. And it'll be a three-way tie somewhere, but there's a tiebreaker rule. I didn't look at it. We have not looked at it at all. Our sole purpose is to take care of business and win it.
There you go. And
not even worry about any tiebreaker process. We're going to go in and take care of our business and do what we set out to do from the beginning, is be the outright region champs. And our kids have done a really good job of staying focused and understanding that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, you know, we look at the way that things have played out so far in the region play here, and to know that St. Andrews coming in, facing us, senior game for the Knights. This senior class, how big is this game for them?
This is a big one right here. Like I told them, not everybody gets to go out a champion, and you've earned the right here Friday night to be a champion. You know, you can be the region champs, walk out of this thing, region champs, set yourself up to go into the playoffs, get a first week bye, get some rest, and then get ready to go in and play in the Elite Eight. And then if we win the Elite Eight, we're right there one step away from playing in the Final Four and taking care of that. And then you've set yourself up to be ready to play for a state championship. And we've done it before. We know how to do it. We've got a little experience at it. But, you know, these seniors – were sophomores, and then these juniors were freshmen when we did it in 2020. So they've been there and done that a little bit. They understand where we're going and what we're trying to do. And I think for us, it's to go out and play every play. Don't worry about what happened the last play. Play the next play, execute, and do a really good job at it. And I think our kids have done a good job here the last 3 or 4 weeks of just working on getting better and executing on Friday night and playing our brand of football. And hopefully, you know, like I said, we can go in, do that, and execute. Don't have any turnovers, and you know, we walk away with being the region champs again for the fifth time in 9 years.
You mentioned the 2020 game against the 2020 state championship game, and I just realized, doing the math in my head, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, because again, I was a psychology major in college. Basic math, not my strong suit. But if I did that right, this is the first season that you've had since the 2018 championship game that none of your players were on that team, because those 2018 seniors that were freshmen that year, 2021. Yeah. So this is the first year without anybody that was on the squad for 2018.
Yeah.
How does this squad look at that 2018 year? Do they think about it all? Are they aware of it?
Nah, we just go play. We get this group right here ready. You can't compare apples and oranges. We just gonna go out there and play football. And this group right here, they gotta create their own legacy. This is it. This is their chance to create their own mark. And you know, I tell them all the time, said it 1,000 times going out, you got 48 minutes to play and a lifetime to remember. And how do you want to be remembered? You know, in 2022, how do you want to be remembered for your season? Ain't nobody care about 2018. That's in the past. What you gonna do for me today? You know, and these guys have risen to the occasion. They keep playing hard and they keep executing. And so when we go out Friday night, you know, we're gonna go out there and bust our butt and give everything we got to be the region champs and set ourselves up to be ready for the playoffs.
Final 30 seconds of the show. What are the three things that need to happen Friday night to get the dub?
We got to play physical on offense. We got to be no turnovers on offense, and we got to tackle well and swarm to the football on defense. We got to be super physical, and we got to play with some emotion. We got to be flying around. We got to be high flyers. We got to be ready to go. And you know, like I said, we got to play from play to play. Don't worry about what happened the last play. Just keep executing. Play as hard as you can and get it done. Don't get down and keep going. Play the next play. And I think our kids, again, they've done a good job of doing that. I've been saying it for about the last 4 weeks. Play the next play. Just play the next play and execute. You got a chance.
The final regular season game of the 2022 season comes up this Friday night under the Oaks, Frederica Academy campus, as your Frederica Knights take on the St. Andrews Lions. Kickoff at 7:30. And, of course, win or lose, win. We'll be back here next Wednesday night for another episode of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. I'm Jeff Doak, signing off. See y'all Friday night on the Oaks.